Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Another one bites the dust. About 3 months before the vaccines were rolled out to the public, the FDA anticipated 22 possible adverse event outcomes. What? I can see that this will take up virtually all of my time today. So, let's just go ahead and get into it. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Because the information I'm going to present can be distressing, let me tell you why I'm perfectly calm right in the middle of this storm that is developing all around us. Jesus Christ is King, and all mankind are His subjects. He has defeated Satan, friend. Jesus is recorded as referring to Satan as Prince of this World 3 times in the Gospel of John. In each occasion, he was, in one way or the other, talking about the final defeat of Satan. 12:31, he said, "Now shall the Prince of this World be cast out." 14:30, he said, "The Prince of this World cometh and hath nothing in me." And 16:11, "The Prince of this World is judged." I strongly recommend you get my book, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. To learn the backstory to all of this, go to godswar2020.com. and order through Amazon or through our bookstore, DBP. Or if you want a digital copy, you can find it, well, everywhere. Amazon, Barnes, whatever. If you use EPUB or Mobi or PDF, it's available. Search God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. As Prince of this World, Satan was given all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. In fact, he boasted of this to Jesus in the desert temptation. You'll notice that Jesus did not correct him on that. Although on each of the other points Satan made, Jesus did correct him. Besides, why would Jesus, who created all principalities and powers, be required to come to the earth to spoil principalities and powers? You know, that he created in the first place? Unless a usurper had taken them out from under him. And also, why would Jesus, after his resurrection, declare, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," if he had already that power before he defeated Satan and rose from the grave? Certainly over the earth, right? So understand that Jesus bound the strong man, Satan, spoiled his house, removed from him all power of death, which he had, by the way. Hebrews 2 verse 14 tells us that. Along with that, Jesus removed from under Satan's power all the kingdoms of this world, spoiled his house, took it all. Mankind was emancipated from the power of Satan when Jesus died upon the cross and arose from the dead. For he died not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2, 1 and 2. So, all who will turn from the darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God will be saved and empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand against the power of the Antichrist, the power of the spirit of Antichrist. And Jesus made his disciples, those who have confessed him as Lord and believed that he has risen from the dead and called upon his name to be saved, he has made his disciples kings and priests unto God in this world. And although we are not of the world, John 17, we are in the world, John 17, to represent his kingdom authority over Satan in this world. And as we are translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son right now, and given the Holy Ghost and the power of God present in us by the Holy Ghost, and with that, the keys of the kingdom, which extends to us the authority of the kingdom, well, we have authority under Christ to exert kingdom power and authority in this world, in Jesus' name, right now. When Jesus exercised kingdom power on the earth by driving out devils and healing diseases, he taught us he was exerting kingdom authority. He said, "The kingdom of God has come upon you." Although Jesus' kingdom is not of this world, that does not mean it is not in this world or over it. And present, by the way, by the Spirit of Christ. We as believers are not of this world, but we are sure in it, brother. And being as we are in the kingdom and in the world, that brings the kingdom into the world. You know what I mean? Like when he said, when demonstrating kingdom power, "The kingdom of God's come upon you." And the Spirit of Christ is present in us and through us to resist and overcome the spirit of Antichrist that is in this world. You know what? They can't win if we will rise up in the authority that is ours and resist the devil. But before we can effectively resist the devil and make him flee, we must submit ourselves to God. Notice that verse in James says, submit yourselves to God, and then resist the devil and he will flee. So since Jesus is present in this world by his spirit in us, and since he is the ruler over all mankind, read Psalm 2, and sovereign Lord over all of heaven and earth, well, I stand by him and by him I stand against the devil and against all of his children of disobedience that rise up against us and against his present effort to destroy us and take our liberties by some disease. More on this at the conclusion, but by faith we overcome. And friend, only by fear can we be overcome. So fear not. Now, another one bites the dust. One trusted American institution after another has fallen into the power of the enemy of our liberties. And now we learn the FDA is among them. It cannot be trusted. About 3 months before the vaccines were rolled out to the public, the FDA anticipated 22, quote, possible adverse event outcomes, end quote. That's October 22, 2020. And this was a presentation at the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee meeting. A fellow by the name of Steve Anderson, PhD, MPP, director of the Office of Biostatistics and Epidemiology of a department within the FDA called CBER, C-B-E-R, which is the Center for Biologics Experiments and Research. And this was delivered as a presentation to the advisory committee. And the title of the presentation is CBER, Plans for Monitoring COVID-19 Vaccine Safety and Effectiveness, end quote. And in this presentation, Steve Anderson brought to their attention 22 possible adverse event outcomes. The salient point here is that 3 months before the vaccines were released, the FDA was talking to each other. This wasn't released to the public, but they were talking to each other about the potential adverse events that would come from these vaccines. So FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines lists 22 possible adverse event outcomes. Here are a couple of things you should know about all this. First, it is a list of possible adverse outcomes. And this is an exercise the FDA always conducts in advance of releasing any kind of vaccine. Second, this list was created by CBER in coordination with the CDC and was developed after they examined the vaccines and the documentation provided to them by vaccine producers. And so applying their own scientific knowledge to this data, these medical experts anticipated these adverse events were possible outcomes from the vaccines that the FDA approved for emergency use authorization. Second, the idea of this report was to prepare the FDA to watch for these things in reports coming back to the government after the vaccines were released. It is not the case that they knew for a fact these things would occur, but that in their expert understanding of the science and all that, they had very good scientific-based reason to expect that these things could occur. And so they were prepping the FDA to watch for these things to appear in the vaccine adverse events reporting system and other sources that are named in this presentation. Hopefully that's clearly understood. Dr. Artis uses VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, for the information that he gives in his presentation. And that is partly because it is the most accessible and the most immediate gauge of what's happening. But there are some things you should know about VAERS as we proceed. And by the way, you can go to vaers.hhs.gov to find the source for this information. It's probably updated significantly since Dr. Artis presented this back in July, early July. And it's updated every Friday. However, as of July 4, CDC reported that they are 2 to 3 months behind. So even at that time, these numbers were a couple of months behind the data. Behind, you know, many more events have been reported than have been recorded, is what I'm trying to get at right now. First, it is a voluntary reporting system available to doctors and patients. The form is accessible online, and anyone can make a report. This is important because it means that the VAERS data is not filtered by doctors only or other medical health officials. At least it's not supposed to be. Recently, a whistleblower has stepped forward alleging that she has firsthand knowledge that the VAERS and the CDC have released compromised data, compromised information. So she says there have been 45,000 deaths related to the vaccines, and not 5,001, whatever it is, 65 or something like that, that the CDC is reporting. So we're going to keep our eyes on that. But VAERS is a great source for immediate, up-to-date data on what's going on with the vaccine. Second, however, an adverse event reported in VAERS is not by itself proof that the vaccine caused the event reported. The medical establishment watches the VAERS for any indications that they should give their attention to. All right, something that's developing there that they should go look at more closely. If they see a concentration of reports around a particular disease, or any reports that demonstrate cases of this or that disease are breaking out of the normal range of cases they would normally expect, well, they know where then to zero in. But third, Harvard, a while back, did a study on VAERS in 2010 and determined that they only receive less than 1% of all actual occurrences of adverse events to a vaccine. And perhaps more disturbing, the Harvard study's conclusion revealed that CDC was unwilling to assist in updating the reporting system or mechanisms in order to obtain more comprehensive data. Okay, what's that about? Why would they resist that? At the top of the list here, these 22 things to watch out for, is something called Guillain-Barré, spelled completely different. It's kind of a French sort of thing. It's a rare but serious disorder in which your immune system attacks your nerves. It progresses from tingling and weakness in the extremities to paralysis of the entire body. It's similar to polio in that it attacks the nerves and causes paralysis, but it is not polio. There are several points of difference that make a difference, and you can see my documentation here to go into that. As for the claim that GBS, which is the Guillain-Barré syndrome, as for the claim that GBS or Guillain-Barré is linked to flu vaccines, well, go here. A link in my notes. In 1976, there was a small increased risk of GBS after swine flu vaccination. The risk of GBS from vaccinations is 1 or 2 cases per 1 million vaccinations. However, in 1976, this risk was increased to 1 in 100,000 vaccinations. That's a remarkable increase in risk from 1 or 2 in a million to 1 in every 100,000. Wow. Well, CDC now monitors for GBS during every flu season, and typically the risk levels vary from one flu season to the next. Generally, the increased risk amounts to about double the norm. That is from 1 or 2 cases per million to 2 to 4 cases per million. And then you had that one off there with 1976. So how many GBS cases have been reported to the government in this current release of this COVID vaccine? In the first 5 months after the release of the COVID-19 vaccines, we've had 280 reports. Now, that number is as of May 28, 2021. At that time, 46% of these were attributed to the Pfizer shot, 40% to the Moderna shot, and 20% to the J&J job. It should be noted here, this does not reflect on which of these shots is more safe. This is because of the difference in the number of these shots that are given. Far more Pfizer and Moderna shots are given than J&J. So how about the rest of the anticipated possible side effects from this COVID-19 vaccine? Well, we have the blood clot-related disorders. There are several on the list that come together under that category. So the question is, how many blood clot-related issues have been reported on VAERS? Well, it's interesting because only 6 were reported in the media, and after 6 reports showed up in the media, they put a pause on J&J. But in VAERS, we find over 400 reported for Pfizer and over 300 for Moderna. Why was only J&J selected for media attention and CDC action? Well, let's see. J&J, you have 156 reports of blood clots. You have 400 plus for Pfizer and 300 plus for Moderna. But let's pause J&J for 6 reports in the media. Well, let's pause right now and look more closely at this. Why would the media report only 6 blood clotting issues when VAERS shows 156 reported? Well, perhaps it's because these 6 were confirmed related to the J&J vaccine, right? Well, seems more likely to be because these six families went to the media with their concern. So, why did they pick J&J only? Well, maybe it's just so happened that these six were all J&J jab related. Now, we already know they're ignoring VAERS reporting, but it should have gotten someone's notice that Moderna and Pfizer each had over 3 times the number of blood clotting adverse reports than J&J, and maybe somebody might have gone by and talked to a few of those people. Anyway, why did they pause J&J and not Moderna and Pfizer? It seems to me more likely that it's because Anthony Fauci and NIAID have patent rights and they get royalty money from the sale of the Moderna vaccine. Pfizer uses the exact same technology, and so it would have raised questions about Moderna if they brought up any issues with Pfizer. And then on top of all that, you know, you've got, I think Gates has some some money in Pfizer, doesn't he? Or was that Rockefeller? I can't remember right now which of either of those are into Pfizer. I know they're into some of this stuff. But anyway, at present, there are 5,159 reports of blood clotting disorders that are related to taking the vaccines. And remember, from Harvard, they learn that only about 1%, actually less than 1% of the people who are affected by these vaccines actually fill out a report. So add 2 zeros to the number, you could have 515,900 cases of blood clotting that have happened because of these vaccines. We know that there were over 20 in the week this report was given. And we know there were over 40 accounts of heart inflammation in young people between 12 and 17. Now, add the 2 zeros. So you've got 2,000 and 4,000, respectively. Then we have multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children listed here. Surprise, because this condition never even existed as a diagnosis before COVID-19. What? The Mayo Clinic put together a description of what multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children looks like. Some organs and tissues such as the heart, lungs, blood vessels, kidneys, digestive system, brain, skin, or eyes become severely inflamed. We know these traumas can come from exposure to the spike proteins in the virus and also by the spike proteins that are being created by the vaccines. We are hearing about young people dying from inflamed hearts after receiving this vaccine. What they projected is happening. So why aren't they stopping this? Brain inflammation causes neurological disorders. We know that. And we are hearing reports of people suffering neurological disorders. Why would they pause J&J for 6 media reports of blood clotting and fail to mention that 156 of these cases were reported on VAERS and refuse to pause Moderna and Pfizer, which had 3 times more reports of blood clotting on VAERS, and then refuse to pause this entire experiment on the human population in view of all of this information you're getting right now? Now, the disparity between VAERS, we remember, which is a vaccine adverse event a report system, the difference between the data you can extract from the VAERS reports and what the pharmaceutical companies are putting out regarding anticipated possible negative outcomes is stunning. You've never been told about this list that the FDA had of concerns. The list you get of possible adverse reactions range from dizziness to some kind of pain from the shot to a headache and stuff like that. There's no mention of the serious concerns that were anticipated by the FDA or that are being reported in VAERS. And that's where the real rub is here. You're being lied to and information is being withheld from you about these vaccines because they're manipulating you to take the shot. The American people are not being given the opportunity to make an honest assessment of the risk. This is not informed consent, friend. In other words, even those who are consenting to the vaccines, they really have not been given an opportunity to give informed consent. And here's one simple example. The FDA anticipated blood clotting related diseases as a possible adverse outcome of the vaccines. Blood clotting diseases have been reported in VAERS. Over 300 connected to Moderna, 400 connected to Pfizer, but Pfizer and Moderna do not include blood clotting issues on their February 16, 2021 fact sheets of possible side effects from their vaccine. That is fraud. I mean, really, have you heard the medicine commercials where at the end they start naming all the horrible things that could happen? All of these concerns are very rare that they name, but they're required to tell the public about all these things that could happen. Now, we have an experimental vaccine out there that when the scientists looked at it, they said here are 22 categories of diseases, a total of like well over 100, I think 114 diseases that might be caused by these vaccines. And rather than give people that long list or even a good summary of that list, out of the interest of full disclosure, you're right, like we have on these TV commercials for medications, instead, they lie to you. And they don't tell you about any of the really serious possible side effects from these vaccines. Why? I guess at the end of the day, you could just say, well, follow the money. But is it that some 5,165 deaths reported through VAERS after the first 5 months of the release of these vaccines under an emergency use authorization? And remember, Harvard studied VAERS and said it reflects less than 1% of all events. If you add the two zeros, you've got 516,500 deaths from this. Wow, man, that's a whole lot more than even the 45,000 that's being alleged by the whistleblower from within CDC. Is the whistleblower actually providing cover for the devastating revelation that COVID-19 vaccines have killed almost as many as have been reported for deaths from COVID? And even, you know, and then if you adjust the reported COVID deaths by the fact that they reported anyone who died with COVID as a COVID death, even when they manifestly did not die of COVID, well, you've got a scenario where more people are being killed by the vaccine than were killed by the disease it's intended to protect you from. Again, keep in mind that the Harvard study is a scientifically based, educated estimate, and consider that CDC admits they're way behind in updating the VAERS. So taken together, let's rough it out. I don't know. Let's really give them every benefit you could possibly give them of whatever doubt there might be. And say 50,000 people have died from the vaccine so far. We've only been at this for about 5 months. COVID has had 18 months to get a head start. Now, think about this. In 18 months, COVID killed 612,000. Is that the number right now? And that number not adjusted for those who only died with it, but not from it. And we've only had 5 months with these vaccines. Do a little math. If they stopped the swine flu vaccines because 59 deaths were associated with the vaccine, what is going on right now? Even their own reporting shows over 5,000 deaths occurring within the first 48 hours of having received the vaccine. Like this nurse I learned about today from one of our members. This nurse took the jab, afterwards came down with COVID, and then died. Look, we know that at least 90% of all 612,000 people who died with COVID died with comorbidities. And this is taken from CDC data. It's almost certain that one of the popular treatments used by the medical establishment back then, remdesivir is how you say it, contributed to the deaths of many of these, many thousands of them. Dr. Artis said 22% were proven to have developed kidney failure, multiple organ failure, septic shock, and hypotension. And all of these are fatal conditions, friend. These are things that were known problems with remdesivir before they approved it for emergency use to treat COVID. But they gave emergency authorization to use remdesivir, a drug known to be problematic. What is going on? Fauci came out and declared that the 2016 Ebola study proved the efficacy of remdesivir. He's a liar. If you actually read that story, according to Dr. Artis and some others, several others, it did not prove the efficacy of remdesivir. In that study, you find that remdesivir was pulled from the study about 6 months in because it had the highest mortality rate of any of the other three experimental drugs being evaluated. Fauci was engaged then in a huge cover-up, and he's engaged in a cover-up now, which is why he's sweating in front of Rand Paul. Pfizer and Moderna do not allow pregnant women in their trials, and they don't allow persons with MS in their trials either. But now, establishment medicine is pushing these vaccines for pregnant women and others with serious immunodeficiencies? This goes beyond money, friend. Now, I know Mammon is one of the chief gods in service of Satan. I get that. And he pulls a lot into his power through the appeal of Mammon. But there are actually even darker gods that are worshipped in that darkness. You're drawn in by the god of Mammon, but you wind up bowing down to darker gods. We've been watching cult-like activity on the left for some time. Steve Hassett, He's the cult expert in the United States today. In 2013, he wrote a book titled Freedom of Mind. He identified four types of cult. Among them, he named political cults. And he said a political cult, in order to gain ascendancy and control of a culture, must control the media and they must prevent free assembly. I don't need to elaborate. Along with they get control of media, prevent free assembly, and then foment chaos. And this brings us closer to exposing the face of the God they worship, the chaos God. It comes from Genesis 1 and 2, without form and void. I can get into that in a message I'm going to preach Sunday night. They serve the power of darkness presided over by its prince. There is a tyrannical agenda behind this. They want to implement population control. We know the spike protein is damaging ovarian tissue. It damages placental tissue as well, leading to hundreds of miscarriages, which are reported in VAERS. And we know that Gates advocates for population control. In fact, that whole crowd loves it. This has been going on for many decades, by the way. They want to control populations the way China does. You should expect to see a major increase in autoimmune disease cases. Millions, if not hundreds of millions, of autoimmune disease cases will likely appear in the population over the next 10 years, according to these guys who know a lot more about this than I do. Anyway, I've got to conclude. The FDA is corrupted. Watch for a big announcement to come out now from the FDA approving vaccines. Don't believe them. That's the maneuver they're trying to do right now. Get you to you can trust the FDA. They have it approved, but now they approve it. You can go to the drartistshow.com to get the documentation he uses to support his presentation. You can go to my website, brainmassage.net, and you can get my notes with the documentation there. Dr. Artis gives you some biblically based advice you can use to protect yourself from this attack. Three things you can do every day to help protect you from all this. Vitamin C, 10,000 K is the correct dose, he says. Spread out through the day, by the way, not just taking all at once. Magnesium or magnesium chloride, start with 500 milligrams, build up to 1,000. And then the mineral selenium. Use 200 micrograms of that. Helps your liver create glutathione and helps your bone marrow create more white cells. Selenium stimulates your immune defense. That's the natural thing. Now, Dr. Scheidbach gives you some biblically based advice you can use to be an overcomer against the satanic attack on your country. By faith, you will overcome, or by fear, you will be overcome. Combat fear with faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Come out to the lighthouse. Get a dose of truth to encourage and build your faith so you can overcome this latest attempt by the devil and his crowd to destroy this home of the brave and land of the free. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to our website, godswar2020.com or brainmassage.net and send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. I'll be in my pulpit this Sunday, and I'll see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com.